after watching, you know, yet another close win for you guys last week, you know, I kind of went digging into the record books. I've seen so many of them over the years, and both in number quantity-wise and in terms of your ability to win these close games. I mean, you guys are off the charts when you look at against, like, the 70 Steelers, the 70 Dolphins, you know, any of the teams that have had this sustained success. You got something like 31 and 16 in close games where everyone else is about 500. So what is it about this team, and maybe what is it about Tom Brady that has you taking these close games and winning them so often?
I'm not sure about all that. I think looking at the Jets game, the statistics on that were, you know, the odds of us winning that game statistically were, you know, stacked against us. So I'd say of all the games, you know, that was pretty much of an aberration there. It's, but you know, in the end, it just comes down to the players. I mean, playing good situation football and, you know, making the right decision at the right time, pressure, whether that's, you know, recovering an onside kick or getting an onside kick that we do, like what happened against Cleveland last year, or, you know, being able to offensively manage the clock or defensively, you know, kind of in this case, keep, again, it's kind of similar to the Cleveland game. You know, Cleveland had that, I don't know, it was like a 58-yard field goal or something like that on the last play of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one was about the same length. You know, we kind of kept them just maybe just far enough out. I mean, I don't know whether, you know, it got blocked, but I don't know whether it would have made or not, but it would have been, you know, a really hard kick. So, yeah, and each game's different, each situation's different, but I'd say what's common is the players making good decisions under pressure, of course, offensively.
Is that something that, as a coaching staff, do you feel like you emphasize that hey, you know, this game is going to quick come down to the last second, and we're going to do all the little things to make sure that we have the best chance to win it?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure every team in the league, you know, does that. Yeah, of course, no, we definitely try to do it. You know, that's you know, if you want to look at the whole, go all the way back on it. I mean, we've had, you know, a good quarterback who's very good at that type of thing, decision making, clock management, game situations. You know, we've had a good kicker, you know, whether it be Adam or Steve. We've had good guys in those spots. Although we won, you know, a bunch of games with Castle in 2008, but you know, the quarterback play and the kicking are important, and you know, defensively, we, you know, and special teams, and we've had our share there too. But I'm sure, the quarterback and the kicker, if you had to pick two guys, they're two pretty important guys.
Good afternoon, Bill. If I remember yesterday, we talked a little bit about how the Bears have success in, offensively, in terms of boxing out in a way, almost like basketball. From a defensive perspective, I guess what is the key to combating that idea of getting boxed out?
I guess it's just say, you know, it's dealing with the size. You know, between Jeffrey, Marshall, Morgan, and you have to put Bennett in there too. I mean, he's really a big receiver at the tight end position and very athletic. It's, no matter where you are on those guys, they're open because they have such range that a good quarterback could put the ball where the defender is. The quarterback could put the ball somewhere where they can get it, and the defender is just a little too far away from it. So we're going to have to, you know, do a good job of matching up to the size and of the receivers and tight end and the skill of the quarterback to get him the ball. So it's, you know, it's going to be pretty challenging. Each play has its own elements, and you know, coverages are different, and so forth and so on. So, you know, that's not all the same situation, and certainly it's not all the same routes either. But you know, whether it's in a deep part of the field or whether it's on third down in the red area where you're fighting a, you know, a line there, if you will, that a line that they have to gain and defend on that line. So, you know, all those things we're going to have to do a good job. from across the board. And again, it's not all going to be one guy or one coverage or one round. It's going to be multiples, but fundamentally, that's going to be a challenge for us.
Hi, Bill. I know you guys are focused on the Bears right now, but I was just wondering if you could give us your thoughts on Peyton Manning after his night last night. And I know, obviously, you've gone up against him a lot in your career. I'm just wondering what you've seen from him that's really just allowed him to be so good for so long here.
Yeah, well, it's a great career. It's an unbelievable amount of consistent production. He'd probably be waiting a lot longer to pass that record if he hadn't played against me so many times. They certainly threw a lot of him against defenses that I had. Yeah, I mean, it's his durability, his longevity, his consistent production. And that's why it is what it is. You know, why the record is what it is. I mean, R did it for a long time and did it on a very consistent level. And Peyton's done the same thing, even a little more so. So it's a phenomenal accomplishment. And like I said, he's certainly thrown plenty of them against me.
Hey, Bill, I'm sure you don't have a ton of experience looking at the Bears' back seven there on defense just because of a lot of guys have gone down this season. So what are your kind of impressions of what they've had to do defensively, and who are some guys that have stuck out to you while trying to study that defense?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Jeff. We've seen a lot of different combinations back there. You know, I'd say starting at the linebacker level, you know, with DJ and Briggs and McClellan, pretty experienced athletic group. Ostick, you know, is kind of their sub linebacker, and has played all three spots in their regular defense. So he's a pretty versatile guy for him, very athletic, runs well. So I'd say that their linebackers all, you know, are athletic. They cover a lot of space. Briggs is a very instinctive player. DJ has a lot of experience. You know, Bostic's a smart guy. He's a good coverage linebacker. And so, you know, those four guys, Kasim Green has, you know, also shown up in there. He's another very instinctive player, you know, Big East Player of the Year and all that. Very productive guy around the ball a lot. Kristen Jones, you know, runs very well. You know, he's kind of like Bostic, bigger, but like Bostic in that he's a very fast guy. So, you know, they have good, I'd say overall, even though they've had some different combinations, good team speed in there. You know, they used Sharpton last week in their nickel package. So a lot of big guys that can run. They have a lot of depth at that position. They've obviously had to use it, but they have good depth, good players there. And you know, kind of whichever guys they put on the field have you know, shown up, I'd say, you know, pretty positively for them overall, in spite of the, you know, the number of guys they've had to use there. You know, at safety, I mean, Monday's gone all the way. He's been a real consistent player for them. You know, heady guy, plays in all situations, good tackler, you know, good against the run. You know, Connie's been an instinctive player. He's had some interceptions, had been around the ball, kind of the quarterback of the secondary back there, you know, big, kind of rare type size, you know, Steve Atwater type size, different type player, but that type of big guy. But, you know, he's more of a deep field player. Again, gets his hands on a lot of balls in their scheme, and, you know, covers good ground back there in their middle of field zone. You know, McCray's played, you know, big physical safety. He's been in there some. and Vereen, who's also played a little bit in their nickel as a nickel back, but he played last week in the Miami game at weak safety. You know, fast, athletic, covers a lot of ground. But, you know, Connie's and Mundy are both very experienced guys that, you know, been around, played a lot of football. And then at the corner, you know, when Tillman went out, they were moved Jennings over and Fuller. So they, you know, they played mostly on the perimeter. You know, Fuller went out last week. McManus came in. Again, I would say over all their corners, including Tillman, you know, instinctive guys, good ball skills, good hands, read the quarterback well. They had a couple of different guys at the star position, you know, Hurst. Most recently after Shea was released, I want to say after the Carolina game or somewhere in there. So Hurst has done that. You know, he's done a good job in there. And along with all that, you know, they have a rotation of looks like about seven, maybe eight guys, definitely seven on the defensive line that, you know, put constant pressure on the offense, running and pass. Willie Young's an exceptional player, long, athletic, runs really well, makes a lot of plays in pursuit. Good pass rusher, inside moves, outside moves. Houston plays on the end, bumps inside the nickel. Jared Allen, you know, he's got about 1,000 sacks. Sutton's an active player inside, and then they got a couple of big guys with Pay and Ferguson, or you know, big, strong, physical guys inside, mainly play on the center and the nose. So. They count on that pressure from the front, which they get through that rotation of players and play quite a bit of zone defense and have linebackers that can run, that are active, and have secondary players that read the quarterback, read pattern combinations, play the ball well. And that's pretty much summary of it.
So looking at Mark Trestman's background, going back, I guess, to the days with San Francisco and then with Gruden in Oakland, it would suggest that he's someone who had the West Coast offense philosophy, or at least he coached in it. I'm curious, having coached against him or your experience with him through the years, if there's been a noticeable change the last couple of seasons since returning from Canada and what you see philosophically with the weapons he has in Chicago.
Right. But I agree with you. I think that his background, first of all, Mark was at Cleveland before I went there in 91. So in studying the Browns and their offenses and, he coached, Coach Bernie was quarterback coach there. And so I had a little bit of a feel for him and the passing game and some of the things that they did at Cleveland prior to when I got there. But I agree that the foundation of the passing game is West Coast. You see a lot of catch and run plays, a lot of yards after catch in this offense. They have big receivers, which all the West Coast teams like. I'd say that that's, when you said kind of how is he or, you know, the changed a little bit from coming back from Canada, I would say that's probably part of it too, is just using the skill that he has with, you know, with those guys and their size. Morgan's a, you know, big kid, 220 pounds or whatever. Jeffries and Marshall are both big and have great catch radius. You know, Holmes is kind of a different different type of receiver, but you know, he's a skilled guy too, but those three in particular, Morgan, Jeffrey, and Marshall, and when you combine Bennett with those three players, who Bennett's really like another big receiver at tight end in the passing game, you have a lot of size to cover, and again, those guys do a good job on, you know, inside crossing type routes, overs, and things like that. And of course, Cutler has the arm to really put the ball anywhere. So, I mean, they run plenty of comebacks and things like that on the sideline. But those catch and run plays, and it's not just covering them, but that's also tackling them and getting them on the ground after they have the ball is a big part of the game too, with this offense. So I think, you know, Mark's done a good job of utilizing those type player, the, you know, the players that he has, and they're all, you know, have some similarities, but yards after catch, West Coast type offensive plays, moving routes, you know, plays that ball comes out fairly quick on, but they get the ball to those big targets, especially coming inside, slants, unders, curls, crossing routes, things like that, and then they catch it on the run and, you know, getting them down is, then that becomes a big problem too. So, Mark's got a lot of experience in the passing game. He's had great production throughout his career at, you know, many different teams and quarterbacks and receivers and so forth. So that pretty much speaks for itself too.